Are you tired of the endless bickering, fed up with the lies, and weary of empty promises? You're not alone. Imagine a world where we move beyond partisan divides, choosing leaders who haven't sold their souls to wealthy elites. Picture a society that walks down the middle of the road, focused on getting things done for the common good. I'm starting this movement because I'm old, tired, and know that today's political decisions won't affect me much. But I care deeply about the world my children and grandchildren will inherit. What kind of future awaits them if we stay trapped in partisan gridlock? We need a no-party system, a way to elect leaders without the baggage of political parties. In this system, candidates run as individuals, not as Democrats or Republicans. They campaign on their own ideas, not party platforms. And voters choose based on merit, not labels. Think of city elections where mayors win by addressing real issues like safety or schools, not by towing a party line. A no-party system frees leaders to form coalitions on specific issues, reducing the influence of powerful elites and fostering practical solutions. This approach can deliver the balance we need. Sustainable energy. Blend green energy with responsible fossil fuel use for a stable, eco-friendly future. Accessible healthcare. Build a system that's affordable and high quality for all. Community safety. Strengthen neighborhoods so everyone feels secure, while rebuilding trust with allies to promote global cooperation. Economic stability. Ensure food on every table and opportunities for all to thrive. Extreme ideologies, whether far left or far right, divide us. By drawing on the best ideas from all sides, we can build a stronger nation and a united people. Let's reject the status quo and support independent voices who prioritize progress over power. Join me in this crusade for a no-party future, one where our children inherit a world that works for everyone. Start by learning about nonpartisan elections in your community or supporting candidates who put people first. These potential running mates are from our imagination. They are here to illustrate what could be if we didn't rely on antiquated labels like Democrat, woke, Republican, or MAGA. But we evaluated them based on what they bring to the table.